Okay, babe. I've been thinking about that fantasy you shared with me. About having a cock locked up and having me hold the key. Giving me complete control of when you're allowed to come. I think I'd be willing to give it a try. Oh, don't get too excited yet. If we're going to do this, we're going to do this my way. Do you understand? Before I tell you what I have in mind, I want you to get naked for me. I want you naked because I want to see your response when I tell you my thoughts on how this is all going to go down. I know you can lie to me when you're afraid to admit what really turns you on, but when that cock of yours starts twitching, I'll know the truth. So get those clothes off. Now. Come on. Hurry up. Good. So here's the deal. If I'm going to lock your cock in that little metal cage and hold on to the key, then you need to understand that I'm going to be in complete control. I am not simply going to lock you up in this evening, but for the duration of this arrangement, you will be completely at my mercy. You will be my slave. Do you understand? Oh, you think you understand, but I don't think you have any idea. Right now your cock is slowly rising at the prospect of being caged, because it excites you. You like the idea of being teased and denied. You like the idea of constant pressure around your cock and balls, both arousing you and restricting you. You like the idea of giving control of your orgasm to me, but soon you will realize what you've gotten yourself into. In just a matter of days, you will be in a state of near constant arousal. The sexual tension will be so thick that you will do anything to please me. Every night I will make you lick me to orgasm after orgasm as your cock strains against its bondage, and for the time being you will relish my position of authority over you, and the excitement you feel from being so turned on but not allowed to climax. Days will turn into weeks. Your state of arousal will continue to increase. You will start to wonder how long it will be until I unlock you and allow you to come. You will drop hints in hopes of getting any indication, but I will use your desperation to fuel your enthusiasm for pleasing me. You will become so great at licking my pussy that I will require it of you several times throughout the day. My gyrations and moaning will bring you incredible joy, and your cock will push roughly against its cage. More time will pass, and your desperation will grow. By now, I will have tied you to the bed a time or two and removed your cage for cleaning. I would have even taken those opportunities to bring you to the edge of orgasm a few times. And then I would have locked it right back on before untying you. You will be so desperate when you finally ask me when. You want to know so badly when I will let you come. When will I permit you the orgasm you crave so deeply? That's when the real fun begins. That's when you begin to test your commitment to me as my slave. That is when you will learn what a nasty mistress I can really be. That is when I will break you and then mold you into what I want you to be. Now that I have you at this point of desperation, the discipline will begin. Of course you will continue the nightly pussy lickings, but spankings will be added as well. Every night I will choose a tool with which to deliver your discipline. It might be a paddle, a crop, or even my hand. It may not matter how good you've been. It may only matter how bad my day has been and how long it takes me to work through my frustrations. I'm sure there will be many nights where the ball gag will come in very handy for muffling you. Some nights I might choose to drip hot wax over your naked body instead. I can imagine your body flinching as it splashes onto your skin. I may even tie you down and blindfold you while I do it so you cannot resist, and you have no idea where I'll let the wax drop next. At some point, I'll add pegging to my routine. It is important that you understand that as my slave, you must submit completely to me. On some nights, that may mean simply kissing and sucking my strap on. And of course, Some nights I'm going to want to bend you over and fuck that beautiful ass of yours. Over time, I will add thicker and longer dildos to the mix. You'll become more and more nervous with every session, more and more aroused as well. I can almost see the cum dripping from the top of your cock now. And from the looks of things, I can tell you're turned on by these ideas. You were rock hard. Why don't you just start stroking that cock nice and slow for me while I tell you the rest? But don't you dare come until I get to the end. Not until I'm ready. By the time we get this far, you will do anything for me. I was thinking I might have a party and invite a few friends over. I will have you wait on us all night while we sit around and have a few drinks and enjoy the snacks you prepare for us. After the party has been going a little while, I might let it slip about your chastity cage. The ladies are obviously going to want to see. Being the good host that you are, I will most certainly expect you to oblige. In fact, I will have you strip completely naked at that point. I can just imagine the questions they will ask, and of course they will want you to touch it. Slow down there, babe. You're stroking a little too fast. I don't want you coming yet. You know those ladies are going to want to know what else I make you do besides wearing the cage. I will have to tell them about what a great pussy licker you've become, and I can pretty much guarantee at least a couple of them are going to want you to prove it. I can practically see Amy wrapping her beautiful long legs right around your head. I bet she's a screamer. She just might not let you go until she's had 3 or 4 orgasms, but I can promise you, Barb will be right there waiting for you as soon as she's done with you. There's no chance she's going to let an opportunity like this pass her by. I bet she will be even more forceful. I imagine she will have her fingers pulling at the hair at the back of your neck with every sexy moan she emits. I'll probably have to tell them about the spankings, too. I wonder which paddle Becky will want to use. I have the feeling she won't give up until she gets a good yelp or two out of you. She's vindictive like that. Nikki will definitely want to use her bare hand. I've seen her checking at your ass on more than a couple occasions. Speaking of which, I may need to pick up another strap on her, too. Once I tell them how much fun it is to fuck that cute little ass of yours, I can pretty much guarantee there will be lime. I think I'll even make you help them put them on, as well as give them a demonstration of how else your oral skills have improved over the last couple months. Wow, this is really turning you on, isn't it? Your cock is dripping pre-cum and you look like you're about ready to explode. You really want me to lock you up and use you like this, don't you, slave? After you suck their strap-ons, they will have a blast fucking you. I can't even guess which one of them will give it to you the hardest, but I predict that cum will be dripping from the tip of your cage. Even though the true satisfaction of orgasm will elude you, there's a good chance they will want to come back and do this again and again. Are you close to coming? You are. Okay, here's the deal. If you really want me to do this, I need you to beg for it. I want you to say, "Mistress, please lock my cock up and make me your perfect little slave." Are you sure? If I agree, I'm going to let you come, but then I'm going to lock you up immediately. Is that really what you want? Keep stroking for me. Are you sure you want to give up complete control of your orgasms, knowing that I'm going to make your balls fill with cum until you cannot take it anymore? Keep stroking. Are you sure you want to surrender completely to me, knowing that you will be teased and denied to the point of desperation? Don't come yet. Keep stroking. Are you sure you want to submit yourself to the humiliation and pain of countless spankings and ass fuckings? Once we do this, there's no turning back. You are completely mine to use and abuse as I see fit. If you agree, beg me one more time. Okay, Slate. You may come. I hope you enjoyed it. That's the last orgasm you're gonna have for a long time.